It's not easy to be in the focus of attention. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm proud to be the very first representative from Central Asia selected to be a DAC fellow. It has been an opportunity to give my audience a new, different glance into what's going on at the United Nations. I have been covering UN events in three languages, mainly in Russian and sometimes in English and Tajik. I have been reporting on interesting issues not only for my country, Tajikistan, but also for the whole region of Central Asia, all five stands. In the beginning, when I was sending the routine news from the UN, my editors were skeptical that it would be possible to get something really newsworthy. But then the UN Secretary General told presidents of some countries who are being elected for decades in a row how this is a bad idea ruling a country for 20 plus years. When I was writing ruling, my spell check kept changing the word into ruining, which is actually also true in this case. Dragging those few words from Ban Ki-moon's speech and linking it into the political situation in my region has so far been the story that made the most impact and got the largest response from my audience. We are happy to be a lucky team of fellows this year, witnessing two highly interesting elections in two United Nations and states. While already being the first in our countries to tweet and Facebook and report on who became the main guy in the United Nations, we are looking forward to report on who will be the main lady in the United States next week. I'm grateful to everyone who voted for me during the selection process. Thanks for giving this old and bold man a chance to be here today. Big thanks to Evelyn, who takes care of us a lot. Thanks to Bill for watching the debates with us. To Shona for showing us new interesting art in Brooklyn. To Mary for helping us with logistics. To Margaret and everyone else for their support and recommendations. And most importantly, this unforgettable experience would not take place if not for the generous donors of the program. You gave us a wonderful opportunity to enhance our knowledge, empower our skills, educate our audiences on the United Nations, strengthen our capacities as journalists, and experience the wonderful spirit of the Times Square. Thank you.